It is almost time for the Great Trivia Challenge for the Humboldt Literacy Project. And Emma is here. Let me see if I can get your last name right. Brican.
Close. So close.
So close.
So close. Yes, my name is basically a random assemblage of Irish vowels with a couple of consonants in there. And it is pronounced Brican.
Brican. Although, I was close.
You're close. And also, we argue about it within the family. We disagree on how to pronounce it.
Really?
Have taken what Irish people assure me is an older, more authentic Irish pronunciation, and Dad uses what I call the Ellis Island pronunciation.
Oh, what's that?
but yeah, it's a conversation piece, this name, and it might be why I got drawn to literacy and language in general,
because
I've been forced to spell it and pronounce it since I could talk.
So the Humboldt Literacy Project is turning 30.
Yeah, we are celebrating our 30th anniversary this year of providing free, confidential, one-on-one literacy tutoring to the adults who want it in Humboldt County. Pretty important stuff. The statistics say that more than 15% of adults in the U.S. are functionally illiterate. It translates to roughly 14,000 people in Humboldt County. So we're probably, hopefully, going to be here for many, many more years, because we've got a lot of people to help.
Yes, indeed. And one of the things that can help the Humboldt Literacy Project, of course, is the Trivia Challenge, which is your big fundraiser.
Yeah, it is the funnest way to do good in your hometown. It's a great party. We have put together what I think is a pretty excellent and challenging game of trivia for the people who are looking for some pretty serious trivia challenge. But if you're like me and you just like to have fun and dress in costumes and eat a delicious buffet dinner, we've got you covered. It's kind of a something for everyone event, and it's a big party.
How many teams do you have this year?
Oh my gosh, it's looking like it's rounding out at about 10 teams competing this year. So if anybody listening is feeling smart and wants to register a team of three, you should probably call the Literacy Project as soon as I get off the air at 445-3655, because as soon as I leave the studio, I'm driving back to the office and finishing the event program and sending it to the printers.
Nice. Okay. So it's not too late to get in on this, huh?
Not too late. We always hold off till the last minute because people tend to register their teams on the Humboldt time scale.
Yes, which is like now.
Yeah, yeah. I'm probably going to be getting calls tomorrow for people who still want to register a team, and I'll let them. They just won't be in the program.
So basically, you want a well-rounded team. You've got people who have no trivia in various different categories, right?
Yeah, it's good, you know, to have, you know, the person who knows a lot about history and the person who knows a lot about entertainment and, you know, the person who knows a lot about sports, because we try really hard to cover a broad range of categories. And we even introduced a special category because it's our 30th anniversary.
Nice.
We have a category called 1985.
Nice. And Amy and I, of course, for many years have emceed the thing. This year, we've got Andrew Goff, who is going to be emceeing it, which should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, he did a great job last year. This year, he's kind of under the gun because we are actually putting in more questions. We are trying to fit more trivia in trivia without extending the runtime. Everybody likes that this event tends to wrap up by 9 p.m. on a Sunday night. And we want to honor that. We want to give you what you like, but we are giving you more questions, same great runtime of the event, and it's really up to Andrew to make sure that we pull that off.
He'll just have to talk faster, I think.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
So now, you don't have to be on a team to come to this. You can just come as a wonderful spectator as well.
Yeah, the ticket price of $25 allows you to enjoy an incredible dinner spread. There's a tri-tip buffet. There's also vegan and vegetarian options. Right now, I'm working on scoring you two kinds of cake for dessert,
nice.
Not one. Yep, I'm trying to get you orange zest and chocolate because I believe in and, not or.
That's right. You can have both, too.
And the folks at Cherry Heights Casino are incredibly generous sponsors. They are pretty wonderful to us, so I'm predicting that they're going to come through on that request for two kinds of cake, because that's how we party here.
There you go. Well, fantastic. It's always a heck of a lot of fun, and I strongly suggest people get in on this. Now, do people have to get tickets to be spectators in advance, or can they just Walk on up.
Walk on up. The doors open at 5:30 in the bingo room at Cherry Heights. Come on in. We'll be ready for you. And, oh gosh, where did I want to go with that? It's, help me out, Cliff. Where did my brain go? I didn't get enough coffee. It's going to be a lot of fun for everybody, whether or not you're on a team. Mm-hmm. We do allow members of the audience to bid on answers.
That's
if you're
right.
Feeling smart, you do get to throw a couple of bucks into a 50-50 raffle, and if your answer is right, then you're entered into the drawing to take Woo! Home part of that cash that was collected. So you can wind up essentially getting paid to come out to trivia on Sunday night.
Okay, that is good. Is this coming Sunday night? Cherry Heights Casino, when does it start?
5:30 is the door. Dinner is served at 6, and the games begin at 7.
Nice. Alrighty. And it wraps up, like you said, just a little around 9-ish.
Yep. Yep. Everybody values feeling fresh when they wake up on Monday morning. A lot of our best players don't want to be kept out too late.
There you go.
That's... I'm fine with that as well. I'm not 22 anymore either.
Mm. Who is? Except for 22-year-olds.
Somebody out there.
Someone is. 22-year-olds. I'm 22. Yeah. Alrighty. Well, Emma, thanks for coming in. As always, a pleasure.
Well, thank you, Cliff. Thanks for all the great work that you and Amy did helping the Trivia Challenge
sure.
out, too, making mm-hmm. it fun for everybody.